The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me. Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Donald Trump set to face a federal judge today and the four new felony counts filed against him for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
Oh!
The former president thanking his supporters for standing by him in the face of what he's slamming as an unprecedented indictment for what prosecutors describe as a criminal scheme to hang on to power after the last election. Special counsel Jack Smith says he wants to see a trial as soon as possible. But with the rapidly approaching election, Mr. Trump's attorneys indicating their defense will rely on the First Amendment.
It's the first time that a sitting president is attacking a political opponent on First Amendment grounds and basically making a criminal to state your position and to engage in political
advocacy. Got to give you a little time out on that one.
Yeah,
because, of
course, we've never seen that before.
Well, the indictment specifically says that the president has a First Amendment right to speech.
Yes.
He even has a First Amendment right to lie.
And,
it says it right here.
Absolutely.
This indictment is criminalizing conduct, not speech.
No, it's criminalizing speech for this reason. What the president saw in the 2020 election was all these irregularities going on. He had every right to comment on that.
Overnight, Mr. Trump's former Attorney General, Bill Barr, who has been critical of the former president since leaving office, saying the First Amendment will not protect the former president, but adding that he believes Mr. Trump knew he lost the election.
At first, I wasn't sure, but I have come to believe that he knew well that he had lost the election.
Central to the plot outlined by prosecutors was an alleged effort by Mr. Trump and his co-conspirators, including attorneys Rudy Giuliani and John Eastman, to pressure Vice President Mike Pence to set aside the lawful vote count on January 6th, which Pence repeatedly refused to do.
I dismissed it out of hand, but sadly, the president was surrounded by a group of crackpot lawyers that kept telling him what his itching ears wanted to hear.
Pence now challenging his former boss for the 2024 GOP nomination. Mr. Trump firing back on social media, saying he feels badly for Pence, suggesting his campaign has struggled because, quote, he didn't fight against election fraud. Other rivals largely standing by the GOP frontrunner, including Florida's Ron DeSantis, who says Mr. Trump can't get a fair trial in overwhelmingly Democratic Washington, D.C.
A D.C. jury would indict a ham sandwich and convict a ham sandwich if it was a Republican ham sandwich.
A D.C. jury would be just the most recent and most pressing of Mr. Trump's many legal problems. The former president now on track to face at least three different trials in three different jurisdictions in the coming election year.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. I just want you to know I have live TV on in the background. I'm not going to show you this OJ sort of a drone cam following, Donald Trump through his glorious golf course in Bedminster, making his way to the airport, getting on his private jet, which you can do when others who work for a living are paying for your legal defenses to the tune of $40 million in just the first few months of this year. You know, people are giving him $30 and $50 out of their hard-earned paychecks. So this man can actually go through his golf course, take the route that makes it look really good from the air, knowing he's doing this for you, everybody, right? And then getting on his private jet and then arriving in D.C., and then showing up for court yet again because he's going to be put under arrest yet again. I mean, every criminal deserves their day in court, but Donald Trump has so many days in court now, doesn't he? That's because he's a large, huge, gigantic criminal. He's more criminal than most criminals. That's why he's in court so much. That's why he's being arrested often. I mean, this is amazing. You know, he would have been arrested prior to the first arrest. He would have been arrested while he was president had we not had this stupid little opinion from the Office of Legal Counsel buried deep inside the Department of Justice that declared that a sitting president cannot be disturbed with unlawful behavior and accountability for it. You have to wait till he leaves. You have to wait till he's not president anymore. So we waited. And, you know, like while he was president, he was impeached two times. Then as soon as he wasn't president, a court found him guilty. A jury of peers found him guilty of sexual assault, Okay, his charity had to be closed down. A charity, everybody, a freaking charity had to be closed down because it was serving one needy person, and that was Donald Trump. So now he's not allowed to have a charity anymore. Neither is Ivanka, and neither is any of the Trump children allowed to slap their names on a charity. And then, of course, we had Trump University that had to be shut down for fraud, right? Shut down for fraud. And they had to enter into a $25 million court-ordered settlement for the dupes that paid $30,000+ to attend Trump University. I mean, and so now he's been indicted three times. And they're saying to you today, they're not going to mugshot him today either. So everybody slow down on your social media landing pages. I know we were all dying to like, is he going to be mugshotted? Because that would be a great landing page. I would like that to be my homepage. I would like that. No, he's not going to be. But you know who said he would be if indicted now? Fani Willis in Georgia says that if Donald Trump is indicted in Georgia, that yes, he will be mugshotted there, which is good because it's even sweatier there than it is in D.C. And you know, this courthouse that he's going to today, do you know what's so, ironic about it? Like the O. Henry play? Where? I love this. This is my favorite story of irony ever. She actually cut her hair off and sold it to buy him a chain for his watch. He sold his watch to buy her a comb for her hair. And everybody got screwed in that one. So anyway, I love irony. But the irony of this particular courthouse is that this is where every single January 6th insurrectionist, every single January 6th violent person, people who threw fire extinguishers at police officers, people who beat police officers with poles, flagpoles that had on the other end of them Trump 2020 flags, or had on the other end of them Don't Tread on Me flags, or had on the other end of them Blue Lives Matter flags, which is the ultimate irony. This is where she cuts her hair. Okay. But honestly, those people were all the conviction rate for the people who were charged with and brought to trial, who didn't enter into plea agreements, who were actually put on trial in the January 6th debacle, in the attack on our country, in the attack on our democracy, on the attack on our Capitol. There was an attack on the Capitol. I mean, it sounded like 1812, an attack on the Capitol. The conviction rate for those people was somewhere around 98%. It was a little more. It was like 98.7 or something. Some crazy, crazy amount of, conviction rates. So successful with these. And one of the judges that had to sentence, I'll just say, the guy that I know best that she sentenced was the guy who threw this fire extinguisher at the police officer. So that particular judge is Donald Trump's judge. Not today. Today he has a magistrate, as you know. We've been through this, three times already. So we know in an arraignment, you don't get the trial judge. You get a magistrate, right? And then you enter your plea and you're free to go. If there's bail. Now, why is he getting bail? I don't know. Repeat offender now. Three times, four times you're out? Was this working girl? Test. I don't know what I'm going to do with you. I can't place you anymore. Four times you're out. Four strikes you. Yeah, so he's probably going to get there. I mean, they'll say nonviolent crime. But he's the lead insurrection. He's the lead guy. And this judge, Chutkin, is her name, Tanya Chutkin, Obama appointee, okay? She, when she was sentencing these people for the January 6th violence, she was saying how unfair it is to them that they're standing here being sentenced when the guy who lied to them, the guy who incited them, the guy who told them lies has never been held accountable. Well, now here is the chance, and she's the judge. It's beauty.